Kernan opens a drawer behind his desk and pulls out a small wooden box. He places the container before us, unfastening a silver latch and lifting the lid. Inside, set against a black velvet lining, are two small glass bottles. One is filled with a thick, creamy white substance. The other is filled with a thin black liquid.
There are a handful of people in this world who share my feelings of boredom with life. We've done all we could ever dream of, and have devoted ourselves to the pursuit of new and exciting pleasures.
The mood in the room instantly changes. I feel uneasy about this.
We formed a sort of club. We acquire rare and unique treasures, substances that enhance human sexuality. What you see in this box is invaluable. These small vials were extraordinarily difficult to obtain, but they are known to change the human body in unimaginable ways.
I'm not sure about this.
I understand what this perverted old creature wants, and I'm willing to do it. If you tell me what you know about my father, we'll make you feel good. I glance down at the strange bottles.
Excellent! That sounds like a perfect trade to me. But I prefer to watch. I'll give the two of you the honor of drinking these down.
What?
Kier looks thoroughly unamused.
What exactly is this shit?
The white one is unicorn semen. The black one is minotaur saliva.
Kernan grins from ear to ear.
Before you can drink them, though, we need to do some preparation. Stand up and strip down to your underwear.
I rise and begin disrobing as his yellowed eyes comb up and down my pale, lithe physique. I really don't mind showing off.
Ugh, is there no other way?
Kier stands and begins disrobing as well.
I'm afraid not.
Kernan traces his gaze across the contours of Kier's lean, dense musculature, clearly impressed with what he sees.
God damn, you're a beast.
Kier grimaces. What do you want us to do now?
Bind him to a pillar.
Kernan points to Kier before opening a cabinet behind his desk and presenting me with a set of heavy iron shackles. I pick up the dense bindings and wink at Kier.
You heard the man! Get down on the floor!
He grudgingly obeys, placing his feet and wrists behind the wooden column as I affix the shackles, locking them with a small metal key. With the chains fastened around his ankles and hands, he is bound to the pillar. He looks up helplessly as a foreign feeling of power and dominance washes over me. It feels strange seeing such a muscle-bound jock in this defenseless position. But I certainly don't mind the view.
Perfect. Feed him the white liquid, the unicorn semen.
I smirk. There's something deliciously degenerate about all this. Maybe this nasty old man isn't so bad after all. I remove the glass bottle from the case, holding it up to the light and inspecting the milky substance within. As I pop off the cork and swirl the concoction, faint, glimmering rainbows flash inside the bottle. There's definitely something magical about this cum. Fuck yeah! Kier gazes up at me with his handsome blue eyes as I approach. Seeing him emasculated triggers something deep within me. I grab him by the hair, ripping his head back.
Hey, what are you—
His protests are cut short as I pour the unicorn semen onto his face. The thick, slimy cream oozes down into his mouth as he tries to speak. For a brief moment, he grimaces and tries to spit it out, but as the cum trickles down his throat, his demeanor changes. His eyes glaze over, and his mouth opens wide. His tense muscles seem to relax, and he slumps down lower on his knees. He just stares up at the ceiling, silent and emotionless, as I pour every last drop of the enchanted seed into his gaping mouth.
Unicorn cum is a powerful thing.
Kernan leans back in his chair, watching with amusement.
It contains the concentrated enchanted virility of the unicorn stallion. When consumed, it causes physical and psychological changes in the human body. There's a reason I had you chain the boy up. You'll understand soon.
I return the empty glass bottle to Kernan's desk, while Kier just sits on the floor in his underwear, a distant and hazy look in his eyes. Part of me feels a bit concerned about what I just fed him, but another part is burning with curiosity and excitement. Maybe it's a mistake, but I trust this old man.
Quickly, Drink the Minotaur saliva before your friend here begins to transform.
I follow the old man's instructions, lifting the bottle of thin black liquid from the box. I step in front of Kier, looking down at him as I pop the cork. Immediately, a foul, bitter stench rises from the container. I scowl slightly, holding my breath and raising the dark elixir to my lips. I force it down in only a few quick gulps. The taste is bizarre. It's bitter with a strange earthy aftertaste, like a mix of wet hay and fresh mud. I feel slightly nauseous, but that rapidly becomes the least of my worries. It feels like the temperature in the room has dramatically increased. Every inch of my body is beginning to sweat profusely. Fuck. It hurts! A sharp stab of pain radiates through my stomach, causing me to drop the glass bottle on the floor. It cracks slightly, but thankfully doesn't shatter. My knees buckle as I slump onto the ground, clutching my stomach and groaning in pain.
What is this?
I look up at Kernan.
I told you it's the saliva of a minotaur.
He looks down at me, a casual, amused expression on his face.
When minotaurs breed, the courtship ritual begins with a sort of enchanted makeout session. The saliva from the male triggers the female's reproductive instincts and causes her to become docile. Her body releases hormones and prepares for copulation. For a human, something very different occurs if you consume the saliva, especially if you're a male.
Shit! This was a mistake. This is bad, really bad. The room is getting so goddamn hot. Ugh, make it stop. I don't feel good. I
get down on my hands and knees, my chest heaving as I try to catch my breath.
Relax. Just give in to the sensations. It will start to feel good.
Kernan watches with curiosity. I start to feel awfully dizzy, but my body gradually begins to acclimate to the intense heat I feel all around me. A faint tingling sensation manifests in the tips of my fingers and toes, and my limbs begin moving on their own. I reposition myself, still on my hands and knees, but with my ass positioned toward Kier. I can't seem to think straight. My thoughts are growing fuzzy, but my body seems to know what it's doing. Yeah, I'll just let natural instincts take control. I stare forward blankly as my mouth hangs open, drool spilling out onto my chin. I'm not even sure where I am. What is all this? I turn and look behind me at Kier. Something strange is happening to his body. His bulge is beginning to grow larger. Slowly, it expands, stretching his underwear until the fabric splits into shreds, falling to the floor as a horrific sight reveals itself. His dick is changing. It's growing massive and the surface is turning a deep red color. The organ expands and grows fully hard as I stare in disbelief. It stretches up past his pecs, finally slowing once it reaches roughly the length of his leg and the width of his thigh. Monstrous, bulbous veins swell from the surface, undulating and pulsating with each beat of his heart. How is this even possible? Shouldn't he lose consciousness from all the blood flow to his cock? But Kier definitely hasn't lost consciousness. Quite the opposite. Oh God, that empty, distant look in his eyes has morphed into something bestial. He stares at me, a ferocious rage in his gaze as he begins struggling against his bindings, desperately attempting to thrust his monster cock toward me.
This is the reason I had you chain him up.
Kernan pulls a cigar from his desk, lighting it as he casually watches the surreal scene.
Look at him. What a fucking brute.
Thick globs of precum begin spurting from the huge, dilated slit in the tip of Kier's dick. It flies across the room as he rages against his shackles. The heavy, bitter smell of sweat and cum begins to fill the chamber. I struggle to process what I'm seeing and smelling, as I feel changes beginning to take place in my own body. Every inch of my skin feels hot and tingly, except for my ass. In fact, my butt feels so sensitive. Holy shit. What's happening? I feel my ass cheeks begin to rapidly swell up. Like rubber water balloons, they inflate, stretching and ripping through my underwear just as Kier's dick did. I kneel with my rapidly growing ass positioned toward him, my eyes wide with horror as I feel something terrible happening to me. My asshole. It's starting to feel wet and moist. I can feel the tender pink opening becoming wide and puffy, swelling out from between my cheeks. A slimy sensation begins trickling from the engorged orifice, slipping down my balls. My ass is self-lubricating. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit kaiaubrey.com.